Spirit is saying, the Bible says, sing unto the Lord a new song. Doesn't mean you don't have other songs. A new song does not necessarily mean a song just composed. Are we together now? So this song tonight is not about dancing. It's about meditation and let your spirit. It's a very powerful song. Let me tell you, I'm very, very proud of you. You received this song from the Spirit. By the grace of God, the Lord will lift you and you will go from glory to glory. Hallelujah. Let's not make this thing look like we are playing games here. If you receive from heaven, we will know by what it does in the earth. If your song came from heaven, it's impossible to not have an impact. If your preaching came from heaven, it is impossible to not have an impact. This carnal thing people do all around you, sit down, borrow someone's song, borrow another one, conjure something, and just because you want to make money. This thing is a connection with the throne. So you're going to sing this song for us, and I don't know how to sing it. I'm just waiting for that part that my spirit connects. And that's another thing about psalms, hymns, and not special numbers. Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. God may just need a sentence from that song, and that's what he needs to speak to you. The song can have stanza one to forever, but God just says, my dealing with you just requires, sometimes it can be a line. In fact, sometimes it can be a word. Thank you. It's not like you've not said thank you before, but because of what he's doing, thank you will mean something to you. So I want you to listen to this song, because the part of it that blesses me may not be the part that blesses you. Our dealings are different. So let your ears, the Bible says, he that hath an ear, this ear is the Spirit of God that gives men. I will do so. Okay, strings, go ahead.
Am not worthy of your love. You showered me blessings from above. To the crowd.